defense the last couple of
weeks? Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, there's improvements we can make every day. We go out there, there's mistakes that are made. We're just trying to continue to get better. The guys have really taken hold of, you know, stopping a run, understanding that that's a big part of being successful on a defensive side of the ball. So it's something that they've done a good job of taking ownership in our players.
How's the outer spot look now with Dakota back on the field?
It's good to get him back on the field. I mean, we hadn't seen him in a while. You know, Leroy's done a good job, and he's gotten better throughout the OTAs and the training camp and the two games that he's played in. So we're excited about that, but it's a competition going on. I mean, Dakota, he hadn't had many practices, you know, so he's just working to get better, and I think that, you know, as we go on, he'll progress.
What did you hope to see from him when he arrived for OTAs, and what do you hope to see from him now?
Well, when he arrived from OTAs, we just thought that we had a guy that was very athletic, long, could rush the passer fast, you know, that type of stuff, and physical. But, you know, he didn't practice much in the OTA, so it's just good to get him back, and it's fun to see. It's been a long time, so he's a little bit rusty, but he's working hard. Good kid. Good young man, I should say. These guys are no longer kids.
Will he be ready to start the season? Will he be starting in the first game? Or like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just a competition, right? He's only been out there a couple of days, you know. So Leroy's done a really good job and just keeps working. The cool thing about those guys is they go out every day and they compete. You know, that's a neat thing. I mean, nobody's worried. They're helping each other out along with the other linebackers. So it's a neat deal.
How would tackling improve from game one to game two?
Yeah, it's, you know what, I will say this, with the tackling, all right, we had 11 missed tackles, I think, or whatever. We were pleased. We improved from the first game. But, you know, for the preseason, it's been pretty good, and the guys have done a really good job with the open field tackling there. Winston guy and Chris Brzezinski had some. The hardest tackle was when you come out of the center field and you got to make a tackle one-on-one. They made a couple good, nice tackles. So, you know, they've been working hard on it, and it's shown up thus far on tape, but we got to make sure we continue to do it.
Game three of the preseason, how do you balance not showing too much before week one with getting more of the playbook out?
Well, I think that, you know, the thing we want to do is we want to continue. We want to go out there and have the mindset that we would have during the season, whether we game plan a little more or not, that, you know, we still want to work on getting the takeaways, and we want to work on running to the ball. We want to work on being physical in our pass, right? You know, there's just a bunch of different things we can work on without telling you too much, whether we game plan or not. You know, there's a lot of great things in the third game that we can work on.
Gus said he doesn't like the height thing, so he wants to – play, you go out there and do what you do. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. The thing about the third game, the only thing that's different, the guy's going to play a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we take the opportunity every practice. We treat just like, you know, a game. We go out there and we try to do the best we can. And so when we go into a game, we just continue to do the things that we've done all week. You know, and that's the way that, you know, coach has built the program and the guys believe in it. And, you know, they've really enjoyed that part of it.